You're listening to SBS News.
It's now 18 months since Vikas Sharma saw his wife and only son. The forced separation came after Mr. Sharma returned to India's Punjab province to care for his elderly mother just before the pandemic.
This is a very grim situation I haven't faced in my life. Now it is the reality. Australian government has stopped the flights. So I have no option left to just wait the situation to be normalized and be part of my family.
During this time, Mr. Sharma was admitted to hospital with COVID-19. All Mr. Sharma wants is to be reunited with his loved ones, but the cost has so far been prohibitive.
The flights prices have gone up since 2019, and I visit the Australian port almost 10 times. So it is a huge expense. Now paying for the hotel quarantine is an additional expense, which can be avoided because I am vaccinated. When I am vaccinated and will leave India, the Indian government first will have the RT-PCR test done here before 72 hours, within 72 hours of leaving the country.
A new app developed by the South Australian government to monitor home quarantine could be the key to bringing more people home. The app uses biometric technology to confirm a user's identity and geo-tracking to map their location.
I'm not happy with this app because although I have no other options, so that is why I will be accepted it. Otherwise, if given the choice, I will go for that. All the data will be stored with the agencies, which I do not like to be. Because already we have seen that all the information has been leaked all over the world.
Toby Walsh, a professor of artificial intelligence at the University of New South Wales, is concerned the technology does not accurately recognise diverse communities.
Plentiful examples of face recognition software in the past that has proven to be biased against people of colour and biased against women, and whether there be many more false alarms for those people. And we should be careful and concerned about that. Shame to admit, if I was a person of colour, I would be very concerned about all the false positives that this app would be failing to recognise me, and then the police would be coming around and knocking on my door that I would be discriminated against by this app. I haven't seen any evidence from this company that they've done the appropriate work to make sure that it isn't biased against people of colour, or even there's plentiful evidence it's more likely to misrecognise women than men.
This is also a concern for Vikas Sharma.
I am of the opinion that it will raise the racism.
While South Australia is the litmus test for a wider national rollout, Western Australia has already mandated an app that uses similar technology in its home quarantine program. The prospect of quarantining at home has been welcomed by many. Darren Brealey is completing his mandatory 14-day hotel stay in Sydney after returning from the UK for a family emergency.
I would have no hesitation. I'd use it in a heartbeat, absolutely, because that would mean that I could be back in Melbourne rather than in Sydney, because now I have to try and work out how to navigate myself down to Melbourne, get past the border controls, get into a state.
Susan Holland is desperately trying to rebook her return to Australia after her flight was cancelled due to the national cap. She also thinks it's a good idea.
We've got tracking cameras all over the place in America. It doesn't bother me. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and if it would allow me to home quarantine, reassuring the government and the state health authorities that I am at home and that they can check up on me, that's not an issue.
Ms. Holland has packed up her American life after a decade working in the US.
Frankly, with Google Earth and with the traffic surveillance cameras, and every time there's either a robbery or a murder or some assault, it's amazing how much live stream you can get from the street cameras. So this is maybe a step up. It maybe seems a little bit more invasive, but if it's the price that to make sure everybody is safe and that I am looked after within the regulations of public health, then I don't see it an issue.
But civil libertarians say the new technology should be underpinned by strong legislation. Rick Saar is the president of the South Australian Council for Civil Liberties.
I would applaud anything like facial recognition technology, which will have the effect of enabling us to establish the protocols for a person to return to this country safely. But that can only happen not through some ad hoc police trial, but when the government sits down and gets some legislation in place that talks about adequate storage, when those data are to be used and when those data are to be deleted. I think a national approach would be appropriate, like the legislation that accompanied the COVID Safe app, like the legislation that accompanies the facial recognition when you and I leave this country as we go through immigration. That sort of thing is very good.
Meanwhile, artificial intelligence expert Toby Walsh says he'd prefer to wear an ankle tag that he could hand back at the end of the quarantine. The app's privacy statement says the government will hold on to information until the end of the pandemic.
We were promised, for example, with the check-in COVID app, that the data would be entirely private. It wouldn't be used by anyone else. And there have already been a couple of cases where police have tried to access that information to help them solve a crime. And so you don't know necessarily what's going to happen to that data in the future and whether it will be deleted or kept private.
In a statement, the South Australian government says there are stringent security features that participant information is kept secure. It says the data will only be used by the state government for compliance with health directions. Peter Doherty, SBS News.